WPA, mobile.
CBA mobile.
CBA mobile, good afternoon.
Afternoon, name is David. I'm just making my pizza run today and just picked it up and headed back to the house.
This evening too, something like that anyway. Headed to the house from work right now.
Let's see, that's a four-letter word, isn't it?
It's my overtime day.
I've been retired since 2015, and sometimes I don't even know what day of the week it is. Oh, man, I tell you, but I play a lot of tennis, but I'm loving it. I'm in good health, and thank goodness, and praise the Lord for that. And my wife got relieved from her job, so we're both at home now. But anyway, we're not hurting for income or anything, so God's been real good to us.
Hopefully, if he lets us stay here long enough, I might be there doing the same thing in about another 14 years.
Well, I worked two jobs my entire life, so just to make ends meet, and my wife worked too, so she's a little bit younger than I am. I'm collecting Social Security, but she's not quite old enough yet to collect Social Security. But and she said she might get back to work. She wouldn't have any problem finding a job, I don't think. And to help with the insurance, because she has to pay for insurance now.
Yep, retire early. You got to cover your own insurance for a while.
Where are you located at this particular moment in time?
On Highway 247, coming into a little town called Ware Place. From Belton. I do not know where that one is. On Highway 25, where it's intersecting that here.
I've been through Belton on my motorcycle several times. I'm on the way to Hampton Boulevard headed east. I'm probably in a little noisy spot right now, but it'll get better here in a minute. There's just a real noisy section right there around Wade Hampton High School, and from there about a mile east of there is all noisy.
All that star lines, all that right in there.
I had you see a lot of crazy things on Wade Hampton, and just had a guy come flying by me in a black Ford Crown Vic. It was like a police car. He must have bought it at the auction that they have there. I used to work for the county. Used to work on police cars. As a matter of fact, that was one of my two jobs. And they have an auction when they retire enough of the old cars and get the new ones in, and of course they have confiscated cars too that they sell, and this thing has a brush guard on the front of it, and Looks like the paint job came out of a spray can, but man, he was flying up Wade Hampton like crazy. And they do patrol this area pretty good, because there's a lot of wrecks just on this strip here. I live in Taylor's.
Yeah, down through there. I've always thought about trying to go to one of those auctions one time, seeing what I can find there.
Yeah, interesting stuff. But they, it was funny, one year, they had a go-kart, and I mean, it was a plain Jane go-kart, almost looked homemade or something. I mean, it was just bare bones, four tires, and it had a little bitty engine on it, and couldn't have been more than 3.5 horsepower. That thing went for $125, and this is back in 1990. And then this other guy bought a Chevette, a four-door Chevette, and I think he paid $100 or $125, and he cranked it up and drove it off the lot.
Some police. I was going down Malden Road, crossing over, it crosses over 85. It's probably about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I seen this little light wave in front of me just bouncing all over the place. Up the road coming at me, it was like a flashlight. I'm like, what the heck is that? And by the time it got to the interstate, as I was getting off or coming over the bridge there, I realized it was a go-kart with a flashlight on the front of it, a little racing go-kart. He turned left or turned right on the 85 on that go-kart, and I was like, heck, I'm going to follow him. And I never saw him again. He turned forward that thing, and that go-kart was gone. I was never able to catch up to him. He just pulled away and was gone.
Well, I never heard of that. That's crazy. But yes, some of those, this racing go-karts will do 80, 90 miles an hour. And, I don't know if I'd want to go that fast, that close to the ground. But anyway, that would definitely be an experience. It probably, going that fast probably feels like you're doing 200 miles an hour on that thing. Yeah, it's wild. I've noticed that I haven't seen any highway patrolmen out on the motorcycles. I guess maybe they put them up for the winter. But they have, I've seen about five different ones in the summertime. Yeah, they'll sneak up on you if you're not careful. Well, I'm going to make this my last transmission. I'm just pulled onto the street here, and I'm getting ready to pull in the garage. So I'll say 73s, but be careful on your ride home there. And I'll stick around for your final KB4CBA.
Talking to you, 73 to you, and yeah, I'm about to the house myself, and I'll talk with you again later. KF4 GPA, clear.
LAP, happy Friday, everybody.